Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Whoa, it's time for bedtime stories. We're reading The Merry Adventures of Robin Hood by Howard Pyle, and it is awesome. And we're up to Chapter 8, Life at the Sheriff's Castle. What was that, Chapter 8? Can you read? No, I already read it. Little John first entered the sheriff's service as a joke, but the fireplace was warm in winter, and he was the sheriff's right-hand man at the table and at hunting, so he put off from day to day going back to Sherwood until 6 long months had passed, and until he had grown as fat as an ox. Then one day when the sheriff went hunting, something happened which disrupted Little John's life. That morning the sheriff looked about for Reynold Greenleaf. He wanted to show his noble friends the skill of his man, but Little John lay in bed, snoring till the sun was high in the sky. At last he opened his eyes, but he did not move to rise. He lay still, smelling the first days of spring, thinking how sweet everything was this fair morning. Just then he heard, faint and far away, a distant bugle note sounding thin and clear. He suddenly thought of Robin and Will Stutely, whom he loved better than anyone, and of young David of Doncaster, whom he had trained so well in all sports. A great and bitter longing for them all came over him so that his eyes filled with tears. "I will go back to my dear friends and never leave them till life leaves my lips," he cried, leaping from bed. When he came downstairs, he saw the steward, a large fat man, standing near the pantry door with a huge bundle of keys. Now the steward hated Little John because the sheriff liked him so well, so he locked the pantry and refused to give Little John anything to eat. He grabbed Little John from behind and began to beat him with the keys. Little John threw the steward to the floor, broke open the pantry door, and began to eat his breakfast in peace. Now, the cook in the kitchen across the courtyard heard the loud talking and saw Little John throw the steward down. He came running over with an iron bar in his hands. The steward talked the cook into fighting for him, saying he would pay him 10 shillings to teach Little John a lesson. When the cook agreed, the steward crawled away, expecting a mighty sword fight to begin. But no, for Little John called, "Hold, good cook, a mighty feast is here. I think we should enjoy it before we fight. What do you say?" The cook stopped a moment and thought. He loved good feasting, so he agreed. Both men laid down their swords and sat down to a large meat pie. They sat for a long time, eating and singing. After several merry hours had passed, the cook said, "It is late. I have my cooking to do before the sheriff returns. Let us go and settle this brave fight." Without waiting, they drew their swords again. Sparks flew at each blow. They fought up and down the hall for an hour or more. Each thought the other a brave swordsman. At last, Little John cried, "Stop! You were the very best swordsman I ever met. Would you go with me to Sherwood and join with Robin Hood's band? For I am Little John." The cook seemed lost in amazement. Then he said, "I will go with you, and gladly." So off they went, plunging into the wood until they came to the greenwood tree where Robin Hood and 60 men sat on the fresh green grass. Robin and his men leaped to their feet. "Welcome, Little John, welcome," cried Robin. "It has been a long time since we heard from you, though we all knew you lived in the castle." Then Little John told his tale, starting with an account of his bout with Eric O'Lincoln. The men shouted with laughter when their new cook was introduced, but Robin was quiet when Little John and the cook showed him the sheriff's silver they had brought along. Finally, Robin spoke. The sheriff had been punished enough. There was no need to steal his plates, too. Hearing this, Little John jumped up and ran the 5 miles to where the sheriff and his company were hunting. He told the sheriff a strange tale of deer dressed in green and convinced him to come alone into the forest. When the sheriff reached the greenwood tree, he looked hard at Little John and suddenly recognized him. "Beware, Little John," he cried, "for you have betrayed me. Everything happened today because your steward starved me," said Little John. The sheriff saw his cook and his silver, and realizing he had been tricked, he bowed his head. Robin watched him closely for several minutes. "Come, man," he finally said, "I will lead you to your party. I mean to take nothing from you today, for you came here seeking to do no harm." Then, slinging the bag of silver upon his shoulder, Robin turned away. The sheriff followed him, too confused to speak. They went forward until they came within a half mile of the spot where the sheriff's companions waited. "Test your servants well from now on, good sheriff," said Robin, and turning, he left the bewildered sheriff standing with the stack of money in his hands. End of chapter 8. Oh, Robin, even fair and just with his enemy, who would have his neck. Because you gotta be cool, man. You gotta be cool, Thompson.
What chapter is coming up next?
Coming up next is chapter 9. But that's not tonight. That's all the time we have. And the moral of the story for tonight is, be cool. Be cool to people. Even people who are trying to kill you. Gotta be cool. That's why Robin Hood rules! Take your money. We're not gonna mess you up. You didn't mean any harm. It's all good. Go home. And everybody out there, we love you. Good night.